neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
What is his title? Ivri. Yeah. We see here that the Palit, the Og, came and informed Abraham, Hai Ivri. So this is the first time we see that this title is given to Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. So now, one message that we learn here, what is Ivri? That Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom had a very, very unique character. That he always keeps saying, Gam Ze Yavor. That's how Ivri. What does it mean? This will pass through. Gam Ze Yavor. So that means he has such a emunah that no matter what, he will always stay full of emunah. That's why here we see the title that's given to Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom, Abraham HaIvri. So now they ask, how come here all of a sudden it says that Abraham was Ivri here? Why? Understand. Well, like when at the beginning, like let's say when he was thrown in a furnace in the Ur Kasdim. Or when Hashem told him Lech Lecha, it doesn't say Hashem told Lech Lecha to Abraham HaIvri. Vayomer Hashem el Abraham HaIvri, you could say, no?
Yes.
Yes. But here it doesn't. All of a sudden we see later on it says Abraham HaIvri. Why? Good. That's what the question is. He could have been given the title when he was Sepharim, the furnace, when the Nimrod threw him in there. In the furnace. Or Hashem at age of 75, he told him, let's go, Lech Lecha. He said, Abraham Ivri. But no, here. Here it says, Abraham was Ivri. No, not the other way around. No, exactly. When he broke the idols, he was the Ivri, no?
Yes. Once he listened to Hashem, he said
Ivri,
that's why.
No, that's the whole point. No, it doesn't say. It should have said when Hashem told him Lech Lecha. It doesn't say. It says later on.
So what is before this Pasuk?
When Hashem told him to leave. And then he went to Mitzrayim and all of that. This is all after it. You understand?
Yes.
So now here the subject is, the Palit came and informed him about who? The Og. Inform Abraham Avinu about his nephew,
right? Lot.
So now, the reaction of Abraham Avinu, what should have been? When he hears Lot has been taken as a hostage. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Oh! Baruch Hashem! You know, here it says, Ribbono Shel Olam did not speak to Abraham Avinu till Lot was with him. It says, Acharei he pared Lot meimo. After Lot
separated, left
Abraham Avinu, then Hashem spoke to Abraham Avinu. Yeah. Rasha, right. You know, he became rich. And then he went to Sodom. Now he took him as a hostage. He didn't listen to Abraham Avinu. Abraham said, no, you cannot do this. It's Asur. Your cattle cannot go to other part of field. It's stealing. Did he listen?
No.
So now here, all of a sudden, he's informed, he's taken as hostage. So what should he say?
Baruch Hashem.
So here you see, that's why Abraham Avinu is called Ivri, because at this moment he would say, has nothing to do with me, Baruch Hashem, one less Rasha, that's it, no? But here we see, that's why here it's called Ivri, why? Because he viter, he let go. Even though that was such a disrespect to Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom, no?
Yes.
How could you leave Abraham Avinu? But still we see Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom did not take it personally. And here, Chas V'Shalom, tell somebody, oh, why did you tell me this? Huh? And here you see what the gadlut. That at this moment, Rabbeinu Shalom could have said, you know, forget it. Baruch Hashem, you know, he's gone, finished. But here we see he put his life in danger for who? For such a wicked. Go and fight with four great kings. You know what it is? For who? For Lot? And that's why he's called Ivri. Let go. Yeah. And that's why we are Ivri. From our own Yalav Shalom. Yep. Yep. Yes?
Blood.
Exactly. It's our in gene that we have to let go. You know, we are sometimes hurt. Sometimes people, they did us wrong. But if you want to carry this, Chas V'Shalom, you know, you use your health.
The poison to carry.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. And that's why we have to follow the path of Avotenu HaKadoshim, the same way that they forgot. So we have to follow the same path. בזאת השם שחותם יהיה מרוון עלינו
כהילה נשמות הלל כה הללוקו כהילה נשמו נשמו שלי כהילה נשמות הלל כה הללוקו כהילה נשמו נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.